today on Annenberg Radio News.
Hip-hop is like a sister to me who I love a lot and I always like talking to. That's hip-hop to me.
South LA's young Papa on the inspirations for his music. Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to Annenberg Radio News for Thursday, September 29th, 2011. I'm Regina Graham. Utility workers announced today that they're considering a strike against LA's gas company. The union is in negotiations over pay, benefits, and job security. The union is also backing legislation that would raise safety standards. Caroline O'Connor is with the AFL-CIO.
What's the priority here? You know, we have employees who are out there fighting for the public safety, and we have the gas company that's out there fighting to cut middle-class jobs. We'll be prepared to ask the customers, if the strike is called, to stand with the workers by not paying their gas bills.
A spokesperson says the gas company is proud of its safety record, and it hopes to avoid a strike, but it also has plans to make sure services aren't interrupted. LA's director of real estate threw his hat in the ring for the new state assembly district created in South Los Angeles earlier this week. Reginald Joynes Sawyer is secretary of the California Democratic Party. He supports labor and small business. His main political platform is public education reform. Three other Democrats have also filed a statement of intention to run with the Secretary of State. In a new study, California was found to be the worst state to live in if you want to avoid being bullied in school. Assemblyman Mike Ng has introduced AB 1156 to combat bullying in California schools. This bill will redefine bullying and link it to academic achievement. If passed, it will introduce new training for teachers and allow victims to transfer schools. The bill has been approved for legislature and is now set to be signed by Governor Jerry Brown. For Assemblyman Mike Ng, this bill hits close to home.
This bill actually started when I was growing up, and in the seventh grade, I was the victim of bullying. And it really greatly interfered with my academic achievement. I got low grades. I dropped out of school. I didn't participate in after-school programs. That's what we're going to look at. We're going to look at challenges to academic achievement that occur either outside the classroom or after hours. And many times that's where the problems start.
A new field poll shows that most Californians favor keeping the death penalty. 68% of those surveyed say they want to continue capital punishment, and 27% favor abolishing it. Death penalty opponents are gathering signatures right now to put an initiative on the November 20th, 2012 ballot to do away with capital punishment in California. Civil rights groups gathered in South Los Angeles today to denounce efforts within the black community to find a challenge the president in the 2012 election. Aaron Schrank has more.
A small crowd holding Obama 2012 campaign signs stood on the sidewalk outside talk show host Tavis Smiley's headquarters today. They were there to denounce Smiley and author Cornel West's call to challenge the president in 2012. West and Smiley have been critical of President Obama's economic policies, arguing that the president hasn't done enough to help the black community. Najee Ali of Project Islamic Hope insists that today's demonstration was not a protest against Smiley and West.
I have respect for Cornel West and Tavis Smiley, but that does not mean I have to agree with their opinions as regards to the President of the United States.
That's right.
You don't speak for us. We support President Obama and his policy.
Ali and others say if Smiley and West were serious about addressing poverty, they'd get behind President Obama and his jobs bill. Claire Gentry showed up to support the president. She says criticisms of this administration by two leading black figures is unproductive.
Unless they have actually run something themselves, a complex entity such as the United States of America, they have no idea how difficult the situation is. It's just it's the most difficult economic environment since the 1930s.
Smiley, West, and others said they're seeking progressive primary challengers who can debate Obama on policy issues.
We cannot turn against each other. We have to lift each other up. And that's our message to Tavis and Cornel West, is lift the brother up. Stop tearing them down.
A spokeswoman for Tavis Smiley declined to comment on the protesters' criticisms. Aaron Schrank, Annenberg Radio News.
Tonight's weather will be cool and clear with a low of 61 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny and warm with a high of 79. And this weekend, more sun with temperatures in the mid-70s. Later on Annenberg Radio News, South LA rallies to save its healthcare clinics from budget cuts. From iPods to Facebook to Netflix, it's hard to know what new tech is hype and what's the real deal. To help us out, we turn to Neon Tommy tech editor Jacob Chung.
Something's burning in the tech world this week. Amazon announced its new e-reader Wednesday, the touchscreen Kindle Fire tablet. The Kindle Fire will run a modified version of Google's Android operating system and offer a 7-inch multi-touch display with 8 gigs of memory, all powered by a dual-core processor. What does this mean? It's fast. Fast enough, in fact, to compete with the heavy hitters in the tablet market, according to analysts. Amazon made the smart move of introducing its new device a week before the highly anticipated revealing of the iPhone 5 on October 4th. What's more, Amazon comes into the tablet market with a very competitive price for the Kindle Fire at $199. Part of the reason for the low price is because Amazon hopes consumers will buy into the Amazon Marketplace ecosystem. As an added incentive, the Kindle Fire will come with a 30-day trial of the Amazon Prime service, offering users access to Amazon's streaming media content. So if you're in the market for a tablet, the Kindle Fire offers bang for buck. For Annenberg Radio News, I'm Jacob Chung.
South Los Angeles has long ties to the world of hip-hop, and one young artist is keeping that connection going. Marilyn Metawar introduces us to Young Papa.
Hip-hop is my megaphone, you know. Hip-hop is my pedestal, man. I can describe hip-hop in so many ways. Hip-hop is like a sister to me, who I love a lot and I always like talking to. That's hip-hop to me.
Young Papa is a hip-hop artist from South Central Los Angeles. He's been rapping as long as he can remember.
I think my first song I wrote, I was 11, I think. I wrote the song, but I wrote one song, then it was two, and it was three, then it was, I don't know how many now.
And now, at the age of 24, he's still writing songs. He's determined to become known in the hip-hop world. He spends his days at a humble apartment off Crenshaw Boulevard that he and his cousin Sleep transformed into a recording studio. This is where Young Papa creates his music. A stack of papers in a plastic bag serves as the music library. The recording booth where Papa raps is separated from the mixing room by just a heavy woolen blanket. The studio is professionally equipped with an electronic keyboard neatly placed on a kitchen table, along with a mixing board, computers, and speaker.
First thing I do, like, I start with the beat first. Then you get your keys and your drums in there, right? You lay it out to a song mode, then you send it to Pro Tools and let the magic happen.
Papa raps about the daily struggles Angelinos face. He's very proud to be from South L.A.
Coming from here, you know exactly what these people want to hear. I utilize the effectiveness of Los Angeles, South Los Angeles, West Los Angeles, East Los Angeles. I take all the experiences and put it in my music.
Papa loves music. He taught himself the piano, the drums, and the guitar. His music is influenced by many artists, from Ray Charles to Beethoven. He also uses a mix of East Coast and West Coast rap to create his unique sound.
There's very few people in L.A. that's lyrical. People in the East Coast, they're very lyrical, and it's like they use metaphors, punchlines, and all that stuff. Like, people out here, they don't use it. They, like, usually tell, like, real stories. So what I do is I use lyricism, and I tell real stories and put it all in one.
Young Papa's career has been on the rise for the past year, With Sleep, he owns the record label Streetlife COME, scheduled to release Papa's latest EP, Blunt Ashes, in October.
My singles, actually, I have two singles released right now. I have one, I Love Mary, and then I have TIU, that's Turned It Up. And they've been released for like the last 2 months now. Yeah, you can find them on iTunes, Rhapsody. Like, our site that I like pushing a lot is ReverbNation.com/Papa Streetlife.
Papa's performed in various venues in Los Angeles and has opened to famous local hip-hop artists such as Man and Kendrick Lamar. His fan base has been expanding, and he hopes that his next show will be in Arizona.
Local buzz is cool, but you want to branch out.
Young Papa may have a hard road ahead before he becomes famous, but he has a source of inspiration.
Man, I would have to say my grandma and my cousin that passed away. I do this for them. Like what they done been through, and it's like I didn't go through it, so I got to do it for them. That's my influence every day.
This is Marilyn Medawar for Annenberg Radio News.
Thousands of South LA residents rely on government-funded health care, but some of that funding may be in jeopardy. South LA patients, healthcare workers, and residents gathered last night at the Child and Family Resource and Development Center. As Sarah Golden reports, it's part of a push to protect community clinics.
SEIU in the house. Yeah. Somebody said, who got the power?
We got the power.
Who got the power?
A crowd of some 300 people enthusiastically responded to County Supervisor Mark Ridley Thomas as he urged them to fight for health care in their neighborhoods. The event marked the launch of a campaign to pressure the County Board of Supervisors to extend community health clinic funding when it comes to vote in January. Ridley Thomas told the packed room that the cuts would make health care more expensive for thousands of South LA residents, and he pledged to protect the clinic's funding.
We need all of what we have and then some, because frankly, in South Los Angeles, we are overdue. Somebody ought to say overdue.
If funding is cut, residents in South LA will be disproportionately hurt. Marlene Brand, a mammogram technician, said cuts would make health epidemics that are already more prevalent in South LA worse. Health problems such as heart disease and diabetes.
I believe that everyone has the right to get their medicine, no matter what your income level is, your education level is. Think about it, that it could be your mom, your sister, your uncle. It could be somebody in your family. Would you want to see them waste away or die because they don't have money?
For many, losing health coverage means less food on the table. Hattie Walker's daughter has Down syndrome and autism. She depends on the clinics.
It's horrible. It's already up high enough for me. I'm barely making it from check to check. But we all need health care, so I really don't have a choice.
About 70% of South LA residents are without private health coverage. If funds are cut, South Los Angeles clinics stand to lose $11 million. For Annenberg Radio News, I'm Sarah Golden.
It might take a few years, but the LA River is getting a new park. Today, Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa and Councilman Ed Reyes attended a demolition ceremony at the site of the former Albion Dairy in Lincoln Heights. The city purchased the land 2 years ago and is starting building on a new infrastructure to clean storm water before it drains into the river. Here's Councilman Ed Reyes.
This is about how we tell our children and our families that there's a future for them. This is about capturing the storm water before it gets to the river, and before the urban slobber gets to the ocean. This is a regional issue. With Bureau of Sanitation changing and looking at this from a holistic point of view, getting away from the pipeline factory mentality, but looking at the natural resources, ecosystems, and how we collapse the strength of the river, the strength of nature, in cleaning up our environment is crucial.
The city paid for the dairy plant using Proposition O funds, a voter-approved clean water bond measure. I attended the ceremony this afternoon and spoke with Miguel Luna, a Prop O committee member.
What does this project mean for you to have this last part of this dairy farm demolished today?
I think it marks a really great moment in the Lincoln Heights community and the Northeast LA community, where we are looking at a project that was identified in the LA River Revitalization Master Plan. It really makes it real. This site is now going to become a river park place where not only does it clean water, not only will it retain storm water, clean it, and play a role in the future of our water in Los Angeles, but it will also expand existing play area for children, respite areas for adults, and so I think it's a very important site. This type of funding is needed on a long-term basis. We need a propo every year. So we need to continue to look for, develop mechanisms and support mechanisms that allows us to have these sort of projects built on a long-term basis.
Why is clean water so important for Los Angeles to continue as a major city?
You know, there's a saying by Paolo Lugari, who has a project in Colombia from where I'm at, from where I was born. And he says that civilizations have been a permanent dialogue between human beings and water. And I think that we've sort of forgot that in the last century or so. So having these sorts of projects that allow people to reconnect themselves to water is what needs to happen. And it needs to happen decentralized all over the city. You know, City of LA was founded because of water and the LA River and people resting to form a civilization around water, a body of water. That needs to continue to happen. We have populations that will continue to grow, and if we don't plan well for infrastructure and supply, I think the city might be in trouble.
When construction is complete, the Los Angeles River Park will have an amphitheater, soccer field, and walking paths. Here in the ARN newsroom, we believe that every day is a good day for a cup of coffee. But today is National Coffee Day, and according to a recent study, that's great news. Madeline Lindsay has the buzz.
It's not just any ordinary day, it's National Coffee Day. This is a day for those who love that distinct smell of freshly ground coffee and the jolt of energy it brings. But is coffee good for you? Yako, a sleepy-eyed guy in line at the local coffee shop, isn't quite sure.
Do you get a headache or anything if you don't have a cup of coffee?
I want to say I don't believe so, but sometimes I've had.
Oh, really? So you may be getting a little addicted to it.
I don't know. Hopefully not, but maybe.
One study found women who drink 4 cups of coffee a day are 20% less likely to become depressed. Customer Emma with steaming latte in hand adds, it might be worth it to add one more cup to her day if it means one step closer to the pursuit of happiness.
I love coffee. It's one of my favorite parts of my life.
It's like a love affair?
It is. It is a love affair, yeah.
For coffee lovers everywhere, it is no surprise that a cup of Joe makes the day a whole lot brighter. Maddie Lindsay, Annenberg Radio News.
Now we check in with Rhiannon Chutanich to see what's coming up on Annenberg TV News at 6 p.m. on Trojan Vision.
Tonight on Annenberg TV News, Los Angeles DWP is working to eliminate coastal power plants with newer technology. Find out how. And the Conrad Murray trial goes on. Jackson's bodyguard spoke about what was going on moments after Jackson's death. The Korean Bell in San Pedro rang for the first time in a year, and ATVN was there. Find out what happened. You can watch ATVN at 6 o'clock on Trojan Vision or catch us on the web at atvn.org.
Thanks, Rhiannon. That's it for this Thursday. We had help today from Kelsey Sumnicht and Yvette Sanchez. Sarah Golden is the producer. Arielle Edwards-Levy is the executive producer. For all of us at Annenberg Radio News, I'm Regina Graham.